This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Britt Giroli of The Athletic, national writer, covers the Nats as well. Before I get to the Nats, Britt, we're closing in on a deadline here. We're about 8 hours away from midnight. And it seems like we're going to have a work stoppage, a lockout. Is that a lock at this point, or do we know what exactly is going on?
Yeah, it's a lock. I mean, you guys need any days off down there at the radio station? I'm about to have a lot of time on my hands.
I you know what? I think I might take a day or two. So let's figure that out. Let's get together on that.
But yeah, I mean, listen, this was always kind of going to head toward that scenario. The owners don't want the players to strike, so they're going to preemptively lock them out. Right now, the players that I've talked to are kind of hoping for the best, bracing for the worst. Max Scherzer earlier today said there's a war chest of funds in case this leaks into the season. So, you know, a lot can change, but certainly if you're a betting man or woman, you can put your money on the fact that baseball, as of midnight tonight, will officially be in a lockout.
Which is so much fun. Everyone loves those kinds of work stoppages and delays. It's the best.
Will there be a winter meetings then?
No, and you're right. Who doesn't love millionaires fighting with billionaires? It's a story that warms the heart.
Just making sure, just to flip a couple birds toward the fans.
Because the meetings were supposed to be this week, right?
The meetings usually are, yeah, like right around now, depending on where it falls in December. Sometimes it's the second week of December, sometimes it's the first, but obviously there will be no winter meetings. Clubs have been told to not speak to the media, and this goes from like the Mike Rizzo's all the way down to like the lowest tier employee. Major League Baseball really wants to kind of control the message. You won't see a whole lot of, I guess, talking in that regard. Players, are free to speak. Certain outlets, you know, team-owned, league-owned outlets are going to really be hampered by what they can and cannot report. So it's going to be a really interesting, hopefully very short few weeks, I want to say, but I have a feeling it's going to be more like months.
Are they going to have a universal DH and any other kind of changes that may come out of this thing if and when they do actually have conversations about baseball?
Yeah, I think that's the simple one. Like what they're really fighting about right now, which should surprise nobody, of course, is money. And the players want players like Juan Soto, who are in their prime, to get paid now and not have to wait for free agency. Now you can look at all the money being spent now and say, well, you know, guys are getting, you know, over $1 billion in free agency in November. And that's true, but the median, the average salary has not actually gone up in time. It's kind of flatlined since 17. So guys who aren't in that top 1-2% just aren't making very much money. We've seen that middle class of veterans kind of get squeezed out for a while now. And listen, we all know that Juan Soto and guys like him, Fernando Tatis, you know, Ronald Acuna Jr., are underpaid. So that's a big thing. And then also Scherzer said today they want teams to compete. You know, things like what's going on in Baltimore just shouldn't be legal, shouldn't be happening. And it's really a function of the rules. They want those rules to change. And the players, after getting absolutely wiped the floor with in 16, like they did not negotiate for really anything, realized that almost right away. And they've been gearing up for years for this fight.
Wow. Britt Giroli of The Athletic. Let me sneak one in on the Nats. You and Ben will probably be hosting again in studio soon. And when you do, you'll see some confetti and some balloons left on the floor from our Cesar Hernandez party.
Huge
today.
Celebration in here.
You wouldn't have believed the amount
hammered.
Of people that showed up. We were waiting because we were worried. We're like, they're not going to do anything huge this offseason. And lo and behold, were we wrong. Cesar Hernandez, it's really fun and really cool. What do you make of the fit of the 10th-year switch hitter, 31-year-old infielder?
It's fine. I mean, he's a Gold Glove winner. He's a defensive first player. You know, as you guys have said, it's not a parade lining the streets kind of move. But, you know, I was told, and I think I've said it here before on the show, the learners really wanted, like many ownership groups, you've seen a lot of teams not make moves because they want to know what's going to happen in the new CBA. So, you know, them not paying Wander Suero, them re-signing Andrew Stevenson, these are all tiny little nibbles, right? So there's just nothing really else going on. But I don't expect this to kind of define their offseason. Certainly we're going to see that frenzy we saw in November. We're going to see it again. The question is it going to be in February? Is it going to be in April? When is this free agency going to open back up? And what do these changes in the CBA specifically mean for a team like the Nationals that aren't tanking, but they're certainly rebuilding?
Real quick, just a couple of words here because we're way late, but I got to ask. Do you think we'll have opening day as planned on opening day?
I do.
Okay.
These two sides have way too much at stake after that 60-game season. I think as foolish as they can be, they all realize that they need each other and they need to start on time.
Britt, thank you as always. Be well.
All right, guys. Take care.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.